This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
I'm working at 940 Wins, and we were giving away tickets because 940 Wins was tied with Big and those kind of stations. I don't even know if it was Big at that time. Was it Big or was it another rock? Whatever the, maybe we still had Zeta. Not sure. I forgot what it was in the early 90s. But whatever it might, I know she was gone. She was gone because when I was there in Paxson, we had Love 94, which doesn't exist anymore, which then became Planet Radio, by the way. No, I'm sorry, 96, right, became Planet Radio. And so, but I forgot the other station that they had there that was a rock station. It might have been Big. It might have been the early days of Big, maybe. But anyway, so I go to the front desk on the day of the concert, you know, and it was already 5 o'clock. So that's it. It was done. If you didn't pick up the tickets, you weren't going to get them anyway already because they were closed. So the producers were allowed to go ask the receptionist, hey, are there any whatever left over for this event today? Because that's when you were allowed. It was the day of the event at 5 o'clock once we were closed, and that's it. You couldn't get the tickets even if you wanted them. And sure enough, man, I got myself a pair of tickets for Stone Temple Pilots. And she had like five pairs. She had like five pairs of Stone Temple Pilot tickets. I'm sitting there going, wow, I just took a pair and that's it. And I called Bill. I said, dude, I got tickets for Stone Temple Pilots. He's like, what? Let's go. And so it was one of those deals. They played Led Zeppelin too. Did you ever see Stone Temple Pilots live? Man, let me tell you something. They did a great version of Led Zeppelin music, man. They were really, really good. It's a real shame that the lead singer, I'm forgetting his name now. So damn talented, man. And for him, you know, as many have in the past, you know, whether it's Jim Morrison or whatever, you know, Pat, you know, you OD, and Scott Weiland. I know you're looking for it. Scott Weiland is his name. It's in the memory banks. It's there. It just, you know, it's, there's a lot of crap in that, in this mind of mine. You know, I gotta filter through it, you know. Oh, there we go. Scott Weiland. You guys are getting it in there. And so, so yeah, it what a shame, because phenomenal, dude, phenomenal. And the guy they got now that replaced him, he doesn't do a bad job, I will say. They don't come up with any really good music that's new, that's, you know, like the Alice in Chains. You know, they lose their guy, and the new guy is, I think he's actually a better front man. Lane was, you know, he just stood there stoned out of his mind. This guy actually has energy and got a great voice, and the music they're still writing in Alice in Chains is really, really good. Really, really good. A whole bunch of Scott Whelans came in. Thank you. I appreciate all of you always looking out for me. What? It was Coral Sky. Yeah, that's it. That's when it doesn't have a sponsor, it's Coral Sky. That's it. That's it. That's it. Whoever said that, that's the one. That's when they don't have a sponsor, they call it Coral Sky. Because Cruzan is a sponsor, actually. It was like a vodka, beat. Right? Or a rum or Cruzan something?
Rum,
right? Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's what it is. That's how I got it confused. Thank you. You sent in the Coral Sky. Boss B. That's it. That's it. So, yeah. Appreciate that. Anyway, so good morning. There you go. That's a little rock and roll story just to kind of start it off here at Hialeah Park.